Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about nappy rash. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/nappy rash or in the dermatology section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Nappy rash is contact dermatitis in the nappy area. It's caused by friction between the skin and the nappy and contact with urine and feces in a dirty nappy. Most babies will get nappy rash at some point, and it's most common between 9 and 12 months of age. Additionally, the breakdown in skin and the warm, moist environment in the nappy can lead to added infection with fungus, in the case of Candida, or bacteria, usually Staphylococcus or Streptococcus. What are the risk factors for nappy rash? There are several risk factors for developing nappy rash, and these include delayed changing of nappies, irritant soap products and vigorous cleaning, certain types of nappies, particularly poorly absorbent ones, diarrhea, oral antibiotics predispose children to candida infections, and nappy rash is more common in preterm infants. So how does it present? Nappy rash presents with sore, red, inflamed skin in the nappy area. The rash appears in individual patches on exposed areas of skin that come in contact with the nappy. It tends to spare the skin creases, meaning that the creases in the groin are healthy. There may be a few red papules beside the affected areas of skin. Nappy rash is uncomfortable, may be itchy, and the infant may be distressed. Severe and long-standing nappy rash can lead to erosions and ulceration of the skin. Let's talk about the differences between a contact dermatitis nappy rash and Candida infection. A fungal infection with Candida in the nappy area is a common finding. Signs that would point to a Candidal infection rather than simple nappy rash are a rash extending into the skin folds, larger red macules, a well-demarcated scaly border, a circular pattern to the rash spreading outwards, similar to ringworm, and satellite lesions, which are small, similar patches of rash or pustules near the main rash. Always check for oral thrush with a white coating on the tongue, as this is likely to be related to a fungal infection in the nappy area. So how is nappy rash managed? Simple measures can be taken to improve the skin health and treat the nappy rash within a few days. It's worth switching to highly absorbent nappies, such as disposable gel matrix nappies. Change the nappy and clean the skin as soon as possible after wetting or soiling. Use water or gentle alcohol-free products for cleaning the nappy area. Ensure the nappy area is dry before replacing the nappy. And maximize the time not wearing the nappy. Infection with Candida or bacteria warrant treatment with an antifungal cream for candidal infections such as clotrimazole or miconazole, or antibiotics for bacterial infection such as fusidic acid cream or oral flucloxacillin. Finally, the complications to be aware of nappy rash include candida infection, cellulitis, Jacquet's erosive diaper dermatitis, and perianal pseudoverrucous papules and nodules. Thanks for listening to this episode on nappy rash. A big thank you to Harry Watchman, as always, for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find written notes on this episode and all the podcast episodes in the Zero to Finals books, which are available on Amazon. And you can find full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books available on Audible to download, so you can take all the topics with you or listen to the books from cover to cover. You can also find all the notes, as well as videos, illustrations, and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you join me for the next episode, which will be on scabies.